910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden still trying to assuage nervous Democrats over the debate performance.
At the White House Wednesday, President Biden met with nearly all of the country's Democratic governors as he tries to contain the damage from last week's debate. Maryland Governor Wes Moore described the meeting as honest and candid and said the president was very clear, quote, he's in this to win this.
The president has always had our backs. We're going to have his back as well.
Vice President Harris also attended the meeting.
ABC's Molly Nagel at the White House. ABC News announced that the president's interview with George Stephanopoulos will air Friday night as a primetime special. There will also be excerpts Sunday on This Week. San Francisco prosecutors brought a murder charge against Trevor Belmont, accused of shoving 74-year-old Corazon Dandan into a rapid transit train that was pulling into a downtown station. She hit her head, fell to the ground, and died in hospital. Belmont to make his first court appearance Friday. This is ABC. Airline food won't win any awards, but make you sick?
Delta Flight 126 from Detroit to Amsterdam had to be diverted to New York's JFK Airport early Wednesday morning after the airline says a portion of the in-flight meal service was spoiled. Medical crews were on site to meet the aircraft and treat the 12 affected passengers and crew. It was not clear how many of the flight's 277 passengers ate the spoiled food. A statement from Delta says it's investigating and that this is not the service Delta is known for, and we sincerely apologize to our customers for the inconvenience and delay in their travels. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
It was Elvis Presley's first single, but it was a cover.
Well, now that's all right, no mama.
Arthur Big Boy Crudup first recorded That's All Right, but received scant royalties before dying, spent later years working farms in Virginia. 70 years after Elvis made it a cultural milestone, Virginia plans to install a highway marker honoring Crudup. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where WBZH, The Buzz, and Civic Media come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call WBZH The Buzz today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
You can hear Earl's entire interview with President Biden Thursday morning between 8 and 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. The long holiday weekend starts with some long car rides for many in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The crew beat the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were down 3-2 heading into the ninth and clawed their way back to a 4-3 victory over the Rockies, their 26th comeback win of the season. Willie Adames with a clutch sacrifice fly.
We are competitors over here. We're always going to be fighting, and we're never going to give up, you know, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that until the end, and, you know, I'm proud of the boys.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that last inning, I mean, we were fortunate too, but, you know, give our guys credit. You know, we left some guys on base. We didn't really get the big hit. That's baseball, man. That's how you play offense.
NBA, the Bucks introduced their two new players, guard A.J. Johnson, forward Tyler Smith, picked up in the draft. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, what advice does he have for a couple of 19-year-old kids who have to compete with veterans like Giannis and Damian Lillard?
To be competitive. Don't be awestruck. Look everybody in the eye, respect all veterans, and then try to kick their butt.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky, a little patchy fog forming. Lows in the mid-50s will have light winds. On the 4th, a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we'll see partly sunny skies. Highs of the lower 80s. Right now, it's 58.
Maggie Dawn.
Hope you all are having a fantastic July 4th holiday weekend. Don't worry, I'll be back at it come Monday. You won't want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. If we were going to adopt, and I learn things from callers every time, if we were going to adopt the marketing idea, the tactical suggestion, was it Richard? Uh-oh, I hope it was Richard. I'm forgetting the name of the smart caller. That we have a lawn sign campaign that has a blue sign with, call it a three-word platform point, and a red sign with a contra three-word platform point. The example he used, more assault weapons versus fewer assault weapons. What would be your three words on each sign? Be curious about that. Elizabeth, you are on the air from Northern Michigan in the United States of America. Go ahead.
I was really intrigued by the statement from Richard, if that was his name, because there are signs going up here in rural northern Michigan, up near Mackinac Bridge, that I just saw them yesterday, but amid all the Trump 2024 signs, I saw the exact same kind of concept. One three-word sign said Biden for president, the other sign said Trump for dictator, and those are going up in my neighborhood.
Brilliant. All right, so we've got Biden for president.
I thought it was brilliant, too.
No, it's brilliant. So thank you, Elizabeth. And it says Northern Michigan. Where in Northern Michigan? I'm not asking for your address, although, you know.
Yeah, up near the Straits of Mackinac City.
Very good. What's the weather like there in the 4th of July? Is it muggy yet, or is it wait until August to get real muggy?
No, it's muggy. Yesterday it was like the high was 59. Today it's going to be 78, so who knows?
What are you doing for 4th of July?
Just hanging. I have to work.
Oh.
I work seasonally with tourists. So.
All right.
But that's
all
okay.
Right.
I like
all
it.
Right. Well, I love the call. Thank you so much for making it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, be well. Let's go to, if you have a three-word slogan on each side. So far, we've got the assault weapons one. And we've got, I want to see if I can finish the show with those, if we get enough suggestions. And we got the assault weapons one, and we've got dictator versus president. I've got to jot it down so I don't forget, versus president. I'm a really bad typist sometimes. Wow. I just wrote dictator. Dictator is the word I just wrote. An update, by the way, on my dog's food preferences. I know you guys are curious. So far, according to a capable producer, Sean, he does not like spinach. He spat it out. He does like eggs. Now, understand, it is not mealtime. So the fact that he's had potatoes, spinach, which he did not like, and eggs, which he did it's a really good non-mealtime for George. Like, would his vet say so? I don't know what his vet says. His vet's not here. Couldn't afford the time. But here's the other things he doesn't like. Doesn't like bananas. No interest in bananas. Doesn't like lemons. Really doesn't like lemons. Also does not like oranges with the skins on. Here's some things he does like. Oranges with the skins off. I don't mean the peel. I mean the little filmy white skin If it's on there, he has no interest in orange. But if I peel that off, I know it's pretty extreme. If I peel that off, he will enjoy an orange very much. And I think it's relatively healthy. So according to Sean, he also likes eggs and potatoes. I already knew those things. He's also pretty down with pineapple. He likes some pineapple. All right, those are some of the things my dog likes. What if you got three-word contra slogans? We're into it. Let's go to Tad from Little Switzerland, North Carolina, who's already begun. Go ahead, Tad.
No one has brought this up, and it bothers me in a way. We're a republic, and a dictionary, a political order whose head of state is not a monarch, and in modern times is usually a president. I went to the University of Florida, had a wonderful professor there years and years ago, and I took an ancient history course, and a republic, it's very simple. Rule without a king. Rule without a king. We now have a king, thanks to this wonderful Supreme Court. And they've lost common sense, the ability to be objective and impartial. They're not judges at all. And I really loved your poem. You need to recite it again someday, man.
Okay. I appreciate that. Appreciate it, Tad. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go straight to Grace from Brooklyn. Go ahead, Grace.
Yes, hi. So I want to comment on that. I have a suggestion that we should go back to the intention of the founders, which was to have three branches of government. Is meant to be balanced, isn't it? Wasn't that their intention? And I was thinking perhaps they gave the judges, the Supreme Court judges, life positions because that was supposed to make them apolitical. So recognizing that their intention was to have a balanced government with the three branches, each one countering the other one from taking total control, from having an objective as possible Supreme Court judges because their lifetime, therefore, they're apolitical. Well, clearly we're in a time where the opposite is here. And so my suggestion is, why can't we propose and have Congress pass laws and have us have a big political social movement to have half and half liberal and conservative judges as much as well as we can humanly possible, so that the conclusions they'll come to will not be politically driven, but will be as closely as possible to what the actual law is.
Help me understand that. What would the movement would be to do what with the court? To create neither or both liberal conservative judges of justice? I missed that.
50-50. So that therefore their politics would in a sense be neutralized. Mm-hmm. And so their attention would be more, the conclusion would be more legal based, because the political biases would be in a way canceling each other. Mm-hmm. At least as much as humanly possible. But we certainly wouldn't be ending up in this horrific situation we're in today.
No, I appreciate that. And going to the essence of it, a couple things I want to say, Grace, and thank you. So the first is about the balance of the balance of the branches. The interesting thing is understanding the balance of the branches is not an easy way. Can be a pretty fraught way to try to predict what the Supreme Court will do. Because, for instance, they broadened presidential power with the immunity case, and shrank administration power with the Loper case, undermining the landmark decision of Chevron versus the United States. And an easy way to predict it is what Republicans would like to do, what the right wing would like to do. That's the easy way to predict it. Another is, which would make it less likely for the more democratic, the more small d democratic mechanisms of government to be able to limit unfettered private sector corporate power. Justice Roberts himself was a very capable corporate advocate. That's a way to understand and a way to predict, I think, the judicial decisions. The balance, I mean, John Roberts wants to increase to some degree the power of courts, but also wants to decrease the power of courts in terms of people's ability to get to them, right? He'll make rulings on standing to make it harder to access the federal courts, but still wants to increase courts' power. So just the role of the court or the role of the presidency, even the role of Congress, is not an excellent predictor. Is the first comment that your comment sparked, my first response. Something I really like about your proposal, I want to think about it more, that is that you go at least to underlying cause. One of the challenges saying, oh, we should expand the court. There are good arguments for expanding the court. One of them is that when we initially had nine justices, because we had nine circuits, we now have, what, 13 circuits? You include the D.C. Circuit? I think that's right. But we haven't increased the number of justices. It doesn't make as much sense as it did. The challenge of just increasing the number is it doesn't necessarily address the core challenge you ably and capably pointed out, which is, hey, I thought the whole idea of the Supreme Court was supposed to not just preserve the fray forever. It wasn't just sort of to lock in political wins for decades, particularly if they were subverted, undermined, stolen judicial seats, etc., but supposed to be above the political fray, trying to see the law not only through a jaundiced partisan lens. And we do need proposals. It's one of the reasons I like the circulation idea. Yes, life tenure, but circulating justices. And other ideas that get us to a place where, yeah, Supreme Court justices are there to rule the law, not rule the land. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back with you.
Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrating freedom, unity, and the spirit of America this holiday, I'm Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight.
And I'm the lovable producer, Conrad. From all of us here with the Civic Media Radio Network to you,
happy 4th of July!
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Busted Pencils,
fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Our experience at Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews, they're powerful for healthy blood pressure, and that's something we need. They feature grape seed extract, beetroot powder, COQ10. We feel like we're doing something really good for our blood pressure and heart health every day when we take them. Plus, there are no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grape seed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I can say blood pressure, just did. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advance support healthy COQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using code TOM. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com, code TOM. Take care of your heart. We are back. David, you win the Most Patient Listener Award. You are on the air.
We're on the air. Thank you, Jeff. If you'll allow me a 30-second rant, I would like to remind those who feel bad about the debate that it was irrelevant. The President of the United States with a lifelong stutter and a bad cold does not govern by debating a pathologically lying career white-collar criminal, habitual sexual predator, already convicted of sexual battery, dictator wannabe, and serial shatterer of at least 6 of the 10 commandments. The President of the United States governs in an entirely different way, and Joe Biden is a thoroughly competent liberal professional. Democracy is on the ballot, Jeff, and the choices couldn't be clearer. A thoroughly competent liberal professional versus a lifelong career criminal wannabe Hitler with the goat of all bad comb-overs. Thank you.
So would you consider yourself a swing voter?
No, you're kind of
on the fence. You're kind of still. You're in that purple, persuadable, uncertain category. No, I think you know what you're doing. David, thank you so much.
I also have 3 for you. I don't know how good it is, but dilute the injustices.
Okay.
Well, that's it.
Oh, all right.
And this 4th of July, I live on the edge of fire country, so I'll be hanging around my house with the fire hose, hoping fireworks don't fall on me.
Yeah, it's climate change and fireworks. Don't go together real well. I hear my name in the background, so I better move along. But, David, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dean from LACA. Hello, Dean.
Good morning from our own little heat basket here in Los Angeles. I actually got into your discussion about the 3-word signs a little late to figure it out. There's the easy one, which would be, you know, Biden for democracy, Trump for prison.
Yeah.
But aside from that, or it could be maybe defend democracy with Biden and parole officers for Trump.
All right. All right. It's pretty good. I appreciate it, Dean, very much.
I did have another point to make, though.
Go ahead.
My main reason for calling had to do with I'm getting really annoyed by the hand wringing on various cable shows, even the progressive ones, about we should be hunting out for who could possibly replace Biden as the one that we should run. And I'm like, stop it, because Biden is doing what he should be doing. He's being presidential. He is the nominee that we want. And if you are interested in Kamala Harris, guess what? We've got a twofer. If you vote for Biden, you are voting for Harris too. In fact, I would say, just like we do on the on Free Speech TV, this is a triple match vote. You know, it's a triple match election. Your vote gets you Biden, a vote for Biden, a vote for Kamala Harris, and a vote for preserving democracy. All three with one vote.
All right. It's a good call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jeff from Seattle. It's a good name, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Good.
I was just calling. I don't know if this would make a good sign or not, but the one thing I wanted to remind everybody, if you have friends, instead of saying Christian nationalism, because of Leonard Leo and Project 2025, we should be calling it Catholic nationalism. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is that we know that the Southern Baptist Convention and traditional evangelical Protestants really are worried that Catholicism is coming for them. And one of the things you could say, I was thinking it would be good to start some rumors. One is that Leonard Leo and Alito want the pictures of the saints in the classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I'm just thinking we have these two groups who are banded together against us, and we can easily split them with their classic wedge issue. They've proven that they don't like each other for 1,000 years. And so that's my point.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. We're going to keep it cranking, try to get one more before the break. Let's do Nick. You got about 40 seconds.
Yes, I think us Democrats need to quit being sissies. The Supreme Court ruled that presidents are basically kings, so he needs to hold a military tribunal for January the 6th when he was commander-in-chief. And once we convict him of treason, hang him. Get it over with, because he's going to do it to us. Trust and believe that.
Nick, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening out in Huntington, West Virginia. Tell your friends. Spread the word. We need more folks from West Virginia to listen to the program. Appreciate you, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Be well. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith. It is the 4th of July. What are you celebrating? If you were going to put two signs, three words on each, one on blue, one on red, what would they be? And how are you going to honor our nation's birth?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
202-808-9925. We'll be back with your phone calls.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325. Right now, you can switch from cable television television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden still trying to assuage nervous Democrats over the debate performance.
At the White House Wednesday, President Biden met with nearly all of the country's Democratic governors as he tries to contain the damage from last week's debate. Maryland Governor Wes Moore described the meeting as honest and candid and said the president was very clear, quote, he's in this to win this.
The president has always had our backs. We're going to have his back as well.
Vice President Harris also attended the meeting.
ABC's Molly Nagel at the White House. ABC News announced that the president's interview with George Stephanopoulos will air Friday night as a primetime special. There will also be excerpts Sunday on This Week. San Francisco prosecutors brought a murder charge against Trevor Belmont, accused of shoving 74-year-old Corazon Dandan into a rapid transit train that was pulling into a downtown station. She hit her head, fell to the ground, and died in hospital. Belmont to make his first court appearance Friday. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are ramping up again for money to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup.
It could be released today if the Joint Finance Committee wanted to do that. For some reason, they seem that it, in their world, it is more important for them to make no one accountable for this.
Lawmakers are countering that the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin is getting $49 million to boost its biohealth industry. Wisconsin aims to create 30,000 biotech jobs and become a global leader in personalized medicine in the next decade. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky, a little patchy fog forming. Lows in the mid-50s. We'll have light winds. On the 4th, a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we'll see partly sunny skies. Highs of the lower 80s. It's 57 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it. My son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
That's unbelievable. Really, you Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is the 4th of July. We are off, but we do have a specially curated best of special for you tomorrow. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
There is no contest in terms of the next election. But nonetheless, I am compelled to speak about the hubris of the elderly. And this really means Joe Biden. I, as a 75-year-old person, I know the difference between being your 60s, your 70s, and certainly into the 80s. He promised to be a one-term president. And I think that we are in a terrible conundrum because of his inability to put aside his own personal accolades and know what would be best for this country. The other thing that we have had, and I feel like Democrats have been very slow to criticize their own, Ruth Bader Ginsburg did terrible damage to this country by refusing to allow Obama to appoint another justice. This woman, brilliant as she is, I think suffers from elderly hubris as well. She had cancer. She was well into her 80s. Was she so sure that Hillary was going to win the election? Could she not see the damage that could happen if she did lose? And that's exactly what's happened. So I just want to say, I have been in, as a teacher and as a professional, I have seen too many people who hung on way too long and rested on their laurels, and it did not do them or the people who worked with them or the children who were under their supervision any good. So I am saying, I don't know how we're going to recover from this. And I know that there aren't people who are very, very informed about the differences. Of course, Donald Trump is terrible. He's a congenital liar and a criminal. But people see what they see. And unfortunately, they're going to vote on what they see. So that is just my opinion at this point. I am deeply disturbed. And I feel like we have to hold our elder statesmen to account. And we haven't done that. So thank you for the opportunity to express my opinion.
Thank you so much, Gail, for expressing your opinion. Thanks for being a listener to the program. Thanks for engaging it. Here's my agreement and here's my quibble. So I think I have three things to say. First, it's a very legitimate debate. I think the, and I want us to be careful in how we have the debate, lest we just add on, pile upon anti-democracy, anti-Biden, anti-Democratic Party, anti-progressive, et cetera, talking points. But I think it's a really legitimate view. It is, and right up until the convention officially names the nominee, I think it's a really legitimate discussion, particularly if we can have the discussion as colleagues, as people shoulder to shoulder facing a common problem of trying to preserve democracy and defeat a would-be dictator. I think it's a really legitimate discussion. Let's have it in a legitimate fashion. That's the first thing I'll say. Second thing I say, I agree that it is rare in human history for human beings to give up power. It is hard to do. It is vastly more common for people to hold on too long than give in too early. When Jim Brown retires from the Cleveland Browns, he probably would have done that if he didn't want to go to Hollywood and if it didn't kind of hurt sometimes to get tackled. It is a hard thing to give up early. I just bring up Jim Brown because he's an example of somebody who probably retired too early. It is more common that people hold on. Another agreement is I strongly agree, of course, around Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She made a mistake, and one that I think people saw as it was happening. And I think one can understand and empathize with that mistake. She is an American hero, certainly up until that decision, an immense American hero or heroine, depending on how you want to gender or not gender the word. And it can be hard to set that aside and think that someone else can be can replace you. One of the, I think, an essential part of understanding what it means to be in a progressive movement is trying to build something that is not around people, individuals being indispensable. So I agree with that pretty strongly. Here's my quibble. Here's where I think the case is a little bit different. With Ruth Bader Ginsburg retiring and then putting in a Supreme Court justice, it was absolutely easy to predict what would happen under either circumstance. Not perfect, right? One could imagine, oh, maybe Hillary Clinton will win, right? A lot of people, most people were predicting that. I was pretty, heck, I thought that was what would happen. She did win the popular vote, and some still distrust that election while trusting, to be clear, Biden's victory. But it was pretty clear to understand that if she stepped down during the thick of and the earlier portion of the Obama administration, he would have a chance to appoint a justice. Had that happened, Merrick Garland happened, all of American history would be different. It is one of the great what ifs in American politics if there had been able to be two more Obama appointed justices. Right now we'd have a 5-4 majority. Right now women would have a right to choose. Right now the regulatory state would have the ability to check corporate malfeasance. Right now you would not have an immune president for criminal acts. You would have maybe some chance of being able to regulate assault weapons so kids don't get murdered in schools. That it was a historic set of one self-inflicted and the other stolen Supreme Court seat. All agreement. Here's where I think it's different from the Biden circumstance, is it's not as clear what happens if Biden weren't the nominee, right? Because we've got this, and I don't just want to cite one scholar, but it's a pretty helpful example, the Lichtman 13 keys, who's saying, listen, CNN, you're wrong. If you get your way, if the media does drum Joe Biden out of the White House or out of the campaign, that is handing Donald Trump the victory. Contrary to what a lot of people think. It's like, oh, well, Joe Biden would be great, but another Democrat would be better. Well, except that the incumbency is a big deal. Name recognition linked to that, big, big deal. And it's not just being aware of the name. It's being comfortable with, okay, yeah, I get it. The guy's old, but at least I kind of know what I'm getting. And also having a non-contested, having an actually united party going in, those are two of the biggest predictors of presidential victories. If Joe Biden were not the candidate, that you lose both of those predictors. And here's why, that I think there could be two things going on in Joe Biden's mind. One is, what is best for my place in history? What is best for me? What do I feel best about? And that is hard to be objective about, right? It's hard for us to see ourselves and not make our decisions with what's best for us in mind. It is hard for people to give up power. That's one dynamic. But the other dynamic is, and this is my wife's view. My wife was a big Hillary Clinton fan and now a Joe Biden fan in different ways. She says he's Captain America. I was a Joe Biden fan when he was a younger man. She became a Joe Biden fan when he ran for president. He said, listen, he's doing this because he's trying to save the country. And he's the only chance we've got. I was Elizabeth Warren supporter. She says, no, our only chance is Joe Biden. And by the way, she's not more conservative than I am. And she sees his actions as fully motivated by his desire to serve. Now, I don't think that's how humans work. I think there is a mixture of a desire to serve and ambition in any leader's decision, any politician's decision, certainly. I think there's a mix. What you hope is that more of the mix is about the desire to serve. And here's the challenge. Even if Joe Biden is or were fully analyzing this decision through a lens of what is the best way to serve, that's the only way he's looking at it, there is still a pretty strong argument that a president who had a successful first term, and even people calling for his replacement acknowledge, and by the way, I mean Democrats calling for replacement, acknowledge that he has been either the first or second best president of the last 50 years. That person deciding not to run doesn't make it more likely that the party replacing him wins. My point is not that Lichtman view is certainly right. I think Lichtman might be wrong this time, but I think it is arguable, so I at least want to offer that counterpoint. But I appreciate your counterpoint. Now let's go back to a call. Tony from Northampton, Massachusetts, thanks for listening.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity to give my voice a chance to speak. I just want to say two things, four words. Fact, trust, truth, Joe. These are things, I said it wrong, fact, truth, trust, Joe. And if you say it backwards, Joe, trust, truth, fact.
I appreciate the four words. Thank you, Tony, for the four words. We're going to get Keno from Lakeland, Florida, who's got two signs before we go to break. Go ahead, Keno, you got 30 seconds.
All right, I've got phrases for us. We got to deal with the American Catholic Ayatollahs on the Supreme Court. There should be a sign that says Democrats are phylogenists. Democrats, they love women better, more. And the other thing's no King, Donald. No King Donald. And Democrats are phylogenists. And we got to deal with the American Catholic Ayatollahs. You know, they were trained to think that their leader is infallible. And they want to think they can try to get a leader that's infallible. So the Catholic element has got to be discussed and considered.
Well, if we want fallible leaders, I believe even the critics of the current president would agree that we have some. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Thank you for listening, Tom Hartman. I'm Jeff. This is your show, 4th of July tomorrow. Your call is 202-808-9925.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
celebrating freedom, unity, and the spirit of America this holiday. I'm Todd Allball of The Todd Allball Show.
And I'm his producer, Aaron Sommers. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network to you,
happy 4th of July.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Hoo-wee. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as few as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, you'll love the award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. All with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. Save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code Tom. For a limited time again, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. Promo code Tom. It's like getting a month for free. By the way, there is right now at the website, take from Tom, who wrote, the next step is to end all prosecutions of Trump. That the other shoe to drop is not just this immunity suit, but what happens next. Let's go to Linda from Houston, Texas. Linda, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to acquiesce what you said about the incumbency. Everybody needs to chill out, because if we lose the incumbency pillow, we will lose this race. Secondly, New York Times Journal said that Mr. Crossberger stated in April he wanted them to harp on Biden because he did not give him an interview. CNN started turning Republican back in 2022. So their polls and everything that they're saying, what's in it for them to call for Biden to resign? They want him out. They want a Republican to win. It's not about us winning. It's not, if they're asking for Biden to step down, you have to ask, well, are you going to vote Democrat if he does? No, they're going to vote Republican.
I appreciate the call, Linda. And yeah, I think that reasonable people can disagree. Where I agree with you is a lot of people weighing in, I wouldn't characterize them as reasonable. By that, I mean that, as you, we might not trust their motives. But again, I think reasonable people can disagree. What I want to ensure is that people who make sort of a single factor choice, right? Even the should Joe Biden be the president or not, or should Joe Biden be the nominee or not, or should Joe Biden step down or not, or is Joe Biden too old or not, that kind of falsely narrow binary question that begets a false binary answer, yes or no response, doesn't evaluate the alternative case, doesn't consider actually what does that mean? Who is the other? It's kind of like the would you support blank person or a nameless candidate? That doesn't tell you much because eventually a candidate will have a name. Now, I'm using that as an analogy. We understand it's going to be Trump. But in here, what would be nameless is, in fact, well, who's is it Kamala Harris? Are two-thirds of the country in favor of Kamala Harris being the nominee? Are two-thirds of the country in favor of Pete Buttigieg being the nominee? Are two-thirds of the country in favor of Gavin Newsom being the nominee? And oh, by the way, have two-thirds of the country heard of Gavin Newsom or Pete Buttigieg? I am not saying the decision within that primary is easy. I'm not saying what the convention has to do, that decision is easy. I'm not saying what the decision that Joe Biden needs to make in his own heart is easy. That's not an easy decision. Here are my key 2 points. One, once that decision is made, the decision is easy. It's actually not that hard to decide between a 98-year-old Joe Biden and Donald Trump, 122-year-old Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That's not a hard decision to make. As our caller said, if the only thing Joe Biden can do is blink twice to say yes, he is a better president. Maybe it's blink twice to say no. As long as we're clear on which blinking twice means, he's a better president than Donald Trump. And think for a moment if you disagree with me. And if you do, let me know why. Is it because you don't want women to have a right to choose? Is it because you don't think climate change is real? Is it because you want to hand the country over to Russia? Is because you don't think that we should move towards greater equality in the country? Is because you don't think diversity matters in this country? If it does matter, you think it's bad? Is because you think you want the South to rise again? Is because you want the middle class to be further eroded? Is it because you want the wealth disparities to continue to grow and be bigger than they have been since the last Gilded Age? Is because you want to hand the country over to fundamentalists? Is it because you want to erode NATO and disrupt and destroy and undermine the Western alliance? Is it because you distrust and don't like democracy itself? Is it because you want to yield a dictatorship? Now, all of those reasons are reasons. But otherwise, that part, that the decision after the primary decision, this is an easy one. And I don't want us to get too hung up on pretending that decision isn't an easy one. It is an easy one. The other thing, that doesn't mean it's easy to figure out who's going to win. I don't think that's easy. That doesn't mean I'm not concerned. I am concerned. The other thing that's easy is understand that we shouldn't only fixate on the presidency. We shouldn't only put all of our hope of a pro-democracy movement on a single president, a single person, a single race. And I'm not saying that because of something recent. I'm not saying that because of the current choices. I'm saying that's the same thing I've been saying for how long? I'm going to say about 28 years. That we need a bottom-up democracy. That, by the way, is how Donald Trump was begat. It was on talk radio. It was in school board races. It was getting Republican members of the party and precinct people. It was brick by brick and 50 years, and eventually he becomes not the head of the snake, but the rattler. And we need to build brick by brick and bottom-up. Those are the things I'm sure about. Some things I'm unsure about. We'll be back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what they're ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog...
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, Pete Schwabba.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. And I'm joined by host of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wisc Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.